This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour news update recorded on Monday, May 15th, 2017. I'm Mark Boulanger. As preparations for a meeting of labor ministers from the G20 group of countries is underway, the international labor movement has released a global poll showing that working people are increasingly worried about economic globalization. Radio Labor's senior correspondent C. Marie Ainsborough reports.
More than 70% of working people are worried that they will lose their job as globalization increases. That is one of the worrisome findings of a new poll commissioned by the International Trade Union Confederation. The poll covers 16 countries representing more than 50% of the world population. It shows that not only are 73% of workers concerned about their job security, but 80% report that they have falling or stagnated wages. About 40% have either been unemployed in the past year or have seen their working hours reduced. 50% don't have enough money for basic essentials, or they are just barely getting by. Meanwhile, there's a broad consensus about what should be done. 71% of the people surveyed said governments should be working towards a pay increase for workers. 77% said governments should do more to make sure companies pay their fair share of taxes. And more than 70% want their governments to adopt new rules for multinational corporations to end the abuse of workers in their supply chains. ITUC General Secretary Sharon Burrow told the media that the rules of the global economy have been distorted to put the interests of the richest 1% and corporations ahead of working people. This power imbalance, she said, is driving mistrust in governments. The poll results will be presented to the G20 labor ministers at their conference in Germany, May 18th to 19th. This is C. Marie Ainsborough reporting for Radio Labor.
Under pressure by labor unions, NGOs, athletes' organizations, and other civil society groups, the International Olympic Committee, the IOC, has agreed to incorporate respect for international human rights in the contract signed by host cities of the Olympic Games. The requirement will come into force for the 2024 Olympics to be hosted by either Paris or Los Angeles. I talked to Brendan Schwab about the new IOC rule concerning human rights. Mr. Schwab is the head of Uni World Athletes. Uni is the global union for skills and services such as banking and retail trade. It represents some 20 million workers in 900 unions around the world. I asked Mr. Schwab why it was felt necessary to force the IOC to put respect for human rights in the contract signed by the Olympic host cities.
Well, unfortunately, in recent times, there's been a series of major human rights concerns associated with hosting the Olympic Games. In Rio, for example, the major concerns were connected with the crackdown on local civilians by police in order to maintain what we could politely describe as a secure environment, where we felt that local residents had their fundamental rights abused. There were concerns over the compulsory acquisition of property without due process and compensation. And if we go back a few more further years, say to Sochi, where there were problems with unpaid workers involved in the construction of the Olympic facilities, and even back to Beijing, where there was a crackdown on freedom of speech, we can see that the Olympic Games have struggled to live up to their mantra of sport being a force for good and sport being something which promotes the very best of humanity coming together.
What will be the effect of this contractual stipulation that Olympic host cities respect international human rights?
With the host city contract now being amended to incorporate and express reference to international human rights standards, including the United Nations Guiding Principles on Business and Human Rights, then we can expect that all host city governments and also host city actors, such as the local organising committee, will set in place the necessary capacity so that they can protect, respect and fulfil the fundamental human rights of everyone involved in the Olympic Games during the life cycle. And that life cycle begins with the awarding of the event and, of course, ends with the post-event legacy.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.